definitely.
Yeah, did you kind of understand what I'm trying to do with my dissertation from what I sent over?
Yes, sort of. Yes, you're trying to kind of look at a few things and piece together maybe the themes of things.
Yes.
To...
And, like, why... effectively, what I'm trying to do is make a piece of audio that will go viral.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Like, either way, I want to analyse then what's happened as a result. So I think I'm going to do something called an audio explainer, which is like effectively explaining a complicated or explaining something interesting to someone, to an audience with like a guest. I think that's what I'm going to do at the moment because, yeah, I think it's going to be really hard for me to get someone huge, which would help. And then I'm still trying to work out what exactly, but I'm still kind of writing the framework of what makes something viral. A quick question.
Yes.
For these clips, am I allowed to disclose how many plays they've had? Or is it like...
Not sure. Probably not.
Could I say a rough number? Or...
I'll have to check that for you.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Because I know they're not show... They're just... They're private, aren't they?
We don't show them out loud. So... Yeah. I don't
That's
know.
That's cool. It doesn't really matter that much because I'm
you
not
can
really
see
focusing on the plays.
LBC across the channel as a whole have uploaded... that many things and they've got that
you
many listens.
An average of how many
Yeah, but equally some of their things won't get many plays at all, but then some of the big ones will get hundreds of thousands. So
well yeah, because I can see them when I become an admin on the weekends and stuff, but I know that there's not information you can just quickly share. But that's okay.
But I can send you examples of say Natalie Bennett. I've got lots of screenshots of different places that embedded it.
That's useful.
Which might be useful for you. From the Telegraph to BuzzFeed. So,
shows
different ends of the spectrum, really.
Definitely.
So that's probably something to think about in the case of it goes everywhere.
Yeah, that
not,
is
not
what
just
is...
kind of highbrow type things and not just kind of social type things like BuzzFeed. It's the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
We're interested in hearing it.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
For different reasons. So I guess if it goes into certain... Just Natalie Bennett, for example, I guess, depending on where it went, some people it was sharing it in the sense of, haha, oh, isn't this hilarious? She's rubbish, which is, you know, a cruel way. And then other people sharing it who were like, wow, we really, because so many people wanted the Greens to do well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that happened. And this is just me speaking personally from experience, because I'm sure you knew quite a few people, especially like younger people that wanted to vote Green.
And then saw that.
They
heard
her. And that day for her was just not a very good day. She had not just on LBC. I think she went on to something. I can't remember what it was on the BBC. I don't know if it was 5 Live. I can't remember. She went on to something. And I think she was meant to do some TV as well, and they said she was really ill, like she had the flu or something as well, and she'd taken, I don't know, flu medicine, or I don't know, I can't remember what it was. I'm sure you'll be able to look it up and see what the official line was. But yeah, so there were some people that were just really upset by it, and then other people that kind of took a sadistic glee in it. So
so could we first look at some of the most popular ones? Have you just got LBC up for now?
So LBC, this is the highest one. This did better than Natalie Bennett did. So it was a guy that kind of rang up, and it was after the Charlie Hebdo thing. Oh, I don't know, scene. And he was basically saying that Muslim people should be apologising for what happened. And James O'Brien just kind of took him to pieces a bit, in the sense of, so I can't remember, I think they've got his name, they say his name on the recording, I can send you these, and he was like, so do you think all Muslim people should apologize for something? And the guy was like, no. And James O'Brien was like, what are you talking about then? Like, so this is another case of somebody being, I don't know, a little bit humiliated, but in the sense of getting just called out. And I guess this, because it tied in, because obviously at that moment in time, emotions were running very high for different people in, you know, different areas. But it was really James O'Brien just getting somebody that was, you know, for lots of people would look at and think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And kind of showing him up. But then there were obviously people that had that opinion, the same as him as well. So... politics, but human nature as well.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
rolled into that one. And Natalie Bennett as well, obviously. And this, interestingly, 3:41, and it did really, really well. Did good listens. This is the one that got embedded in lots of different places. But they also embedded then the full length interview as well. Mm. And this one is 7:52. It's a little bit longer. But that as well got good listens. Not as many as the short clip.
Yeah.
But this did well. And I guess that's something to look at in terms of things going viral. You've got the short clips ish, a few minutes long, like Natalie Bennett, like that. But then also you get things like Serial. I don't know if you would class that as something.
It's not
going viral.
No, not necessarily. Because
it was kind of like a viral phenomenon.
Yeah.
Of people getting interested again in podcasts and things. He's so ugly. But it's a different type of thing. That's more of kind of a movement rather than a piece going viral, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so they had this longer piece here. But I guess in terms of viral audio, probably shorter clips do better than longer ones.
So and what other examples have you got? Because these are like examples of almost people being humiliated. Is there another side of the clips that go viral?
And again, Katie Hopkins, somebody like just saying to Katie Hopkins, like saying, "You're an idiot," again. But it's just people being able to have, you know, their moment. I'm trying to think of what else. At LBC, big. But then also, I think you could class it as going viral. Red Bull Racing in the Formula One and Williams. They recorded the sound. And I don't know if it's viral because it's a specific person that wanted to hear it rather than mass audience. It got over 100,000 listens. They literally just recorded the sound of the engine revving.
Oh, really?
The first fire up of the season before anybody had heard it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I think it's just Williams F1. No. Oh, I don't know what they're called. Is it Williams Racing?
I feel like it is.
I think it's that.
There we go.
Yeah. So,
fire up. So it's the only post they've put up as well.
So far, yeah. They only did this because the season hasn't started yet or anything. That's how long it is. Really?
And that had...
Within the first day that it went off, I think it... I don't really want to say a proper number, but I think within the first day that it went up, it got about 100,000 listens.
Yeah. Why, do you think?
I guess because it's something people are really... And the same for Red Bull. Red Bull did the same thing a couple of years ago. And I feel like Williams copied Red Bull by doing this. Yeah, so this is what Red Bull did.
Even shorter.
10 seconds. Yeah. That got huge listens as well. So was that.
Where was this stuff featured? Did they just do it themselves? Mm-hmm. Or it was just
put
them?
Put it on Twitter. Yeah.
Just on Twitter.
Yeah. I don't even know if it went onto Facebook, actually. I think it might have just been Twitter. But it got big listens. What else? I can't remember, I can't think. Because we do obviously proper podcasts now, where again, it's not really a viral thing, rather than shows.
Yeah, sure.
So, why
do you think, maybe not these ones, but the LBC ones, why in particular do you think they are so popular?
I don't know. I think with audio, it kind of came down to human nature, maybe. Like we're saying with the Natalie Bennett one. People can be quite cruel, I think. And lots of people took delight in hearing her go to pieces, basically. And being like, this is a leader of a party that should know what they're talking about. And she just didn't, basically.
Yeah.
Or, I think, was it Nick Ferrari that she was talking
Yes, it was. He did a talk at a student radio conference I went to not long afterwards, and he told us about that kind of, that one he talked about quite in depth.
Yeah. What did he say about it?
He said, he was just kind of talking about, how to get that, how to not make that sort of thing happen, but how you can put a, interview in that sort of situation.
A leading question.
And he said, it was stuff like that, but he also said, just ask questions, like, quite simple questions.
Yeah.
That they should know the answer to, but they probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
So in that one, he asked quite simple questions, oh, yeah. didn't he, about, like...
Things that should just be in the manifesto.
Yeah.
You said you're going to build 500,000 houses. How much money is that going to cost?
Yeah.
And she said a figure, and he was like, for 500,000 houses? And he's like, what are they going to be made out of? Plywood and stuff like that. And she just, I guess, I don't know. I guess in those sorts of ones, it's giving people kind of enough rope.
Yeah.
To do it themselves, maybe. I think same, the Katie Hopkins one was quite similar, I think. I haven't listened to that in a really long time. We could have a quick listen to it now. I think, again, it's a little bit longer, but it's...
Is it quite unusual for them to be this length and go that popular?
Yeah, again, I'm not sure. And again, I don't know how long people listen to through the whole thing versus just kind of tuning in and stuff. But I think this one, yeah, that she just, Katie Hopkins just gets shown up, basically.
Because that is long, 5 minutes is long.
Yeah. I guess because of who it is, again, I think the people that are involved in it seem like they're having quite a big impact on it. And so somebody like Katie Hopkins, I guess she's somebody that inspires a lot of emotion in people, and people enjoyed seeing somebody actually being given the chance to go a bit head-to-head with her.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I guess the accessibility of, you know, letting people... have a conversation with these people, but I guess you just never know what's gonna. I'm sure Katie Hopkins does, she does loads of interviews all the time, so I guess it's a bit unusual for somebody to be up against her and for this to happen.
Yeah. Are these ever available as video? Are these
I'm
available
not sure.
as video? Or
I
not?
Imagine LBCs are, because they usually record them.
Because
I guess for this, it doesn't need to be video, because you're just hearing what people are saying rather than watching what they're doing.
Yeah.
I know LBC usually record video of things, but I'm not sure about these ones.
Have you found, though, with audio generally, if there's video available, do people tend to go towards the video, or do they tend to go towards the audio?
I'm not sure. I think it varies, and this is what we say to people. People that do video, it's kind of like... Well, you don't need it to be video if it's just people talking, but give people the option. If you've got it in video and you've got it in audio, it doesn't hurt to let people choose how they'd rather consume it.
And you don't think that affects your amount of traffic that comes to the website?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes, but, you know, video and audio needs to coexist beside each other, really.
Yeah.
So... And for the radio stations, it's easy for them because they've already got it all. So we just need to... Audio's quicker than video as well. But I guess that's where it changes in the sense of things going viral. Because viral videos, often somebody does something physically that's mm-hmm. funny. Whereas yeah. with audio, it has to be the subject matter and what they're talking about. Because there's nothing else to... It's just what you can hear. Then we've had some funny ones. I don't know how many plays they've got, but I'm just trying to think of ones that have been amusing to me in the past. But there's one... Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it now. I think we've got lots of plays, but I can't really remember. Oh, yeah, this is it. So... I can't see how many plays things got anyway. But yeah, so 1984, Teammaker of the... I can't remember what this was for. It got uploaded for something in particular. But so this is a clip from what happened. So she... Teammaker of the Year, 650, displayed cups and saucers, blah, 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 blah. So again, it's short.
Accident just as I was asking Ilted Lewis at the tea council about what the young girl had won. Well, she's been given her own weight in tea as a result of having brewed no less than 658 cups of tea in the Brownie Guide's Tea Making Fortnight, which the Tea Council recently ran. And is she also being given some sort of medal? Yes, she has a special commemorative medal, which I've just presented to her. She's been down here in the tea centre for several hours, and so she has seen the auction rooms. We've talked to her about tea.
Oh.
It had to happen. I think that's going to cost quite a lot of money. Quite a lot of money. And were they all Wedgwood? Sadly, they were.
Wedgwood as well. I think that got quite a few listens.
That's an unusual clip because that is almost something that would go crazy if it was video anyway, isn't it?
Mm. But then again, it's quite interesting because it's the audio. I think it adds a different sort of dimension to it, even. I don't know. But that did quite well. Yeah. But so I guess stuff like that, it's the spontaneous element of you don't know what's going to happen again. Yeah.
You can kind of know it's happening, but it takes at least a minute or so to get into it. So
like you know something's going to happen, and then you see what's going on, and you think, oh, this isn't going to end well for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good clip. Are there any more like that?
I think. Let me get... hang on. I feel like one of these things did well. I think a Nick Pandolfi one. I'm sure that's how he spells it on here. Yeah, this got loads and loads of listens. So what was this? I think it was one of the... Yeah, it was when they were predicting that they said there wasn't going to be a storm or something. Or I can't remember. Hang on, I just remember it got lots of listens.
I've heard this, yes.
Sure, this got loads of listens.
I've heard it. Definitely heard this.
Crazy.
Hello? Would you say that you're still quite angry, Brian?
Yes, I'm not happy about this at all. In fact, my mother, Doris, from Melton, she's 94 now.
Yeah.
She's written several letters over the years to the BBC, but of course, you don't hear nothing from them. You're nothing to them as long as they get your licence. That's all they're worried about.
God.
Well, Brian, thank you for that. Hello? I'm still here.
Hello?
Thank you ever so
so much for your time this morning. It was really nice to hear your story.
Nice to talk to you, Stuart, and I hope things are going well.
What a man. What a man. That got loads of listens.